Imagine that. Jesus did what a servant does. He washed the guests' sandaled, dusty feet. And I think of Jesus' humility, because that's part of the picture too. Real servants don't try to impress people. Hey, look at me. Anybody pay attention to the birth of the new royal baby? Some say no, and some say absolutely yes. What's his name? George! You've been watching. Prince of Cambridge, right. And I was watching with Elizabeth, and they had the TV was just fixed on the door where the baby was going to come out of, not come out, but you know, they were going to bring the baby out of the room. Don't misquote me. They're going to bring the baby out of the house and show little George and name him to all of this waiting audience. And there's television, cameras, a newspaper. There are thousands of people. Click, 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 flash, 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 flash. And the door to the, what was it, 10 Downing Street? The hospital. I didn't watch it that carefully. The door to the hospital has this glass, frosted glass, in it, but it's got a clear pane across, and they try to get through the little edge where you can see through, and oh, there's somebody moving behind the door, and everybody's watching, you know, and then the mommy and the daddy come out with the baby. Oh my God. It's wonderful. Well, real servants don't always get that kind of attention. No spotlight for Jesus, no TV show, no zooming in on his washing the feet, no background music. He just served them. He just loved them. Their feet were dirty, they needed to be washed, and Jesus just did it. And as simple as that. Wow. Is it always easy? I found that if we're going to have the strength to serve other people, we really got to pray. You don't want to do this stuff out of false guilt. Right? That's a terrible motivation to do something. Oh, I'm so bad, I better do something good. Or false humility. Oh, I'm so much less of an apostle than Peter. No. Or just for show. No feelings of unworthiness, you know. Just love. And how do we get that love? In prayer, I think it comes largely by focusing on Jesus and how he came to serve me. How he came to serve you. We can't miss that, because that's what he was doing when he went to the cross. He was serving us when he went to that cross. He was serving you. He was cleansing you, not your feet, but your soul. Giving his life for us. Not because it was his duty, but because he loved us, you and me. It helps us to think about that as we are asked to serve one another, remembering that if we really want to find fulfillment in life, it's going to come through loving service. That's the way it's going to come. That's the first way. We'll talk about some more in future weeks. God bless you. Amen.